Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I got a question for you guys, and I'm not sure. Well, we'll see what we get here. But Stacy and I, my wife and I, went to a Cafe Intermezzo. Not for dinner, just for dessert. God, that place is killer.
Oh my gosh.
I forget. I've only been there a couple of times.
The whole counter of you just, I mean, it's you gawk. Like you go to the glass and you just gawk and claw and wait for them to come take your order.
Well, they've got one woman there, the poor little thing. I mean, they obviously purposely have not put labels on what exactly the cakes and pies are. So her job is to stand there and have people come up to her and go, "What's that one?
Mm-hmm.
What's that one? What's that one? What's that?" All night long.
Right.
That's her job.
So she has to say, "That's the carrot cake.
Right.
There is the angel food cake.
That's
there
her job.
There is the chocolate mousse cake."
And you know at least 12 times a night she's thought, "Just put the freaking labels next to the pie so I can do something else around here." But as we were walking in, the hostess said to us, to Stacy specifically, that she had to try the chocolate cookie dough cheesecake.
Mm.
And her exact quote was, "Chocolate cookie dough cheesecake, because it's better than sex," which I was a little offended by, because I mean, I'm right there with her.
Oh, but it's
and
chocolate.
Basically, she's saying, anything he can do to you, this cake is better.
Well, I mean, chocolate cookie dough cheesecake, though.
Melissa's starting to agree with the lady from Intermezzo.
She did order it, and I sort of agree with her anyway. It's really, really good. But here's what I wanted to know from women listening, because guys would never call up an answer to this. But is there one specific dish at a restaurant that you would take over sex that is so good? Like in this case, it was the chocolate cookie dough cheesecake at Cafe Intermezzo. Is better than sex. What other dishes at Atlanta area restaurants could be dessert, could be a main dish, could be an appetizer, but is so good that you would pass up sex for it because it just tastes so good? 404-741-Q100. Anything coming to mind?
No, I would not pass up sex with Katie Joe for anything. That, you know, there's a coconut pie. there's a restaurant in Roswell called Nine that has their dessert. So I mean there's a coconut pie there, but then there's also, you know, the coconut pie there is just awesome.
At nine
in Roswell. But they have this whole chalkboard. I mean, it's almost floor to ceiling of nothing but their desserts. That, you know, I mean, each day they, you know, because they have a wine bar in the back and they have, so the desserts change every day, but it doesn't have to be the coconut pie. It could be the, what was it called? There was this, like, it was just nothing but all chocolates that has ever been made in the world. They put together in one dish, but it is just the nine chalkboard. Let me put that, the nine chalkboard.
Chalkboard at nine.
Anything on the chalkboard at nine is something that is delectable.
And these calls have to be about a specific dish. It can't be like, I would take caramel over sex. It has to be
at this restaurant, this place, this dish.
So, and again, it could be an app. It could be the calamari at Lola. That appetizer, way better than sex.
I think I've got one at Sean's restaurant in Inman Park. They have these beignets, like the little ones that you would normally get in New Orleans, or whatever. But they are ricotta stuffed beignets that you dip into chocolate, and they have it as like an appetizer for brunch to die for.
Better than sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're that good.
We can put this list up online, too, later on.
Oh, and they've got the little the powdered sugar on top of them, and then you dunk them in.
What's the name of the dish and restaurant?
It's Sean's restaurant in Inman Park, and I believe it's called the Ricotta Stuffed Beignets.
Better than sex.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Amanda. You're on Q100.
Yes.
Hi, can you turn the radio down?
Listen to that.
Yes. It's funny how much we love food.
I know.
You know, it gets you thinking. And it got me thinking that the last time I went to this restaurant, I totally did not get my dish. So now I'm thinking I need to go back just so I can get it.
All right. Okay. What is the dish? Specifically, what restaurant is better than sex?
Well, the restaurant, anything you get there is absolutely fabulous. It's called Pasta Bella. It's out in Austell, Georgia.
Okay.
Fabulous. Little Italian restaurant. Anything you get there is just amazing.
But what's your favorite?
The chicken marsala that they do.
Chicken marsala.
To die for, huh?
It's amazing. I don't like mushroom, and chicken marsala, you know, has a lot of mushroom to it and everything. And it's still just amazing.
All right. Thank you very much. Better than sex. Jessica, is there... a dessert, or is there a food at a restaurant that you would take today over sex?
Yes.
Okay.
Bananas Foster.
Where?
I don't know anywhere in Atlanta that has it. I just moved here, and if anyone has a place, please let me know.
I don't know any.
I don't either.
All right, thank you.
Oh, so good.
And again, we're looking for specific places.
Specific places where you can go get these things.
Like you would have to call up and you'd have to say Bananas Foster's at Aria.
Because that's a tease, what she just gave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. Oh, intern Jessica's got one.
Intern Jessica's got one.
Well, I just wanted to tell the last caller, I used to work at Copeland's Cheesecake Bistro in Atlantic Station, and they have the best Bananas Foster ever. So you have to go try it at Copeland's Cheesecake Bistro.
Better than sex?
Maybe.
It depends if my boyfriend's listening.
Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. The dish, the specific item, at what restaurant would you take over sex?
Well, it's actually not at a restaurant. It used to be at Kroger, and it's called Medieval Madness. And it's an ice cream, and it's the most wonderful and fabulous stuff you could ever put in your mouth.
Medieval Madness. And it's Kroger brand ice cream?
Well, it was called, like, Texas Pride, and you used to be able to get it at Kroger, but I haven't been able to find it there in a couple years, but it was the best stuff ever. Like, I would take it any day over, I love my boyfriend, but the ice cream would...
What is it with women and food?
I don't know. There is definitely a connection there.
Is it a statement about the food, or is it a statement about the lack of good sex women are getting?
Maybe both.
Because that woman looked at me and she's like, oh, baby, let me tell you something right now. This cheesecake is going to be way better than anything else you are going to get tonight. I promise you that. Oh. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Not much. What's going on?
You tell us.
I'll tell you, hands down, there's a restaurant called Tuesday's Italian Kitchen.
Okay.
And they have a dish called the Chicken Bosco. And it is literally hands down. I mean, the first time I ever had it, I went back for 3 straight weeks and had it every single day.
Seriously? You're giving it up for chicken?
You're giving sex up for chicken, dude?
Trust me. That's what I thought. But trust me, it is literally that good.
I should have put you on the voice disguise. All right, that was the Chicken Bosco at where?
Did you say Artusi's?
Artusi's, yeah.
Good morning, April. You're on Q100.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
I definitely have one for you, and it's the pun is definitely intended. It's cheesy, but it's at the Cheesecake Factory. It's called Craig's Crazy Carrot Cheesecake. It is carrot cake and cheesecake together.
Whoa. What's it called again?
That does
it's
sound good.
Craig's Carrot Crazy Cheesecake, or Craig's Crazy Carrot Cheesecake.
And tonight you would take that over sex?
I'd take it now.
Good morning, Chris. You're on Q100.
I would absolutely take the pork braciole at Sugo over sex any day. I actually take a lot of first dates there, so in the event that I'm not going to get any action later on, I can still have the pork braciole.
And what is it? Pork what?
Pork braciole. It's like a pork tenderloin that's pounded really thin, and it's got pine nuts and balsamic vinegar and spinach and all kinds of things rolled into it. It's, and the portions there are so large, I can actually enjoy the sex with the pork the next day.
Nice.
My.
I'm going to take one more.
Please make it be a dessert, because all this chicken and pork is turning me
pork
off.
Pork over sex is making a really nasty statement about guys. Yeah. You can't take pork over sex.
Yeah, who are you sleeping with?
Shay, you're on Q100.
Oh, my God. I've got the one to beat everything.
Okay.
I hate banana pudding. I've always hated banana pudding. But if you go at the Swallow in the Hollow in Roswell, Georgia. Their banana pudding is the most scrumptious thing on the face of this planet.
I've never had it, but that's my favorite dessert.
That sounds like a sexual position in itself.
Well, and you could definitely add it in there. It would just make everything even better. But they put chocolate chip cookies in it, and it gets all nice and soft, and the bananas are always fresh. This isn't like your grandmother's banana pudding where she's using the bananas that are half a day old and almost mushy and everything. It's great. And they use real whipped cream.
Banana pudding at Swallow in the Hollow?
It's in Roswell, Georgia, and the place looks like it's about to fall down, and that's also my favorite barbecue place.
Yeah, it's a great place. And they have live music there and everything.
Yes.
But when Millie Pete comes to town, that's her request.
Oh, cool.
So,
and
perfect.
Shay, tonight you would take that over sex, tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. And if the guy was buying, it would be even better. So that'd be perfect.
So you're saying they use chocolate chip cookies instead of graham cracker or
vanilla wafers?
Vanilla wafers.
Yeah.
I'm actually starting to get hungry. thank you for calling.
Okay. Have a good day.
Somebody was calling in a lamb salad.
No.
A lamb salad? A lamb salad at the Globe is better than sex.
No.
Cannot be.
You can't name anything that has salad in the title.
Or lamb.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey, we've got some work to do this morning for you, huh?
Yes, please. Right, it would mean the world to me.
Our hope here is that Lisa will give us some details of what happened to her and her family recently, and that somebody, just by some fluke, may have a connection to these two strangers that Lisa's looking for, and we'll be able to reunite them today, tomorrow, sometime in the very near future. So give us all of the details of what exactly happened between these strangers and your family. Like, when did it happen? Where did it happen?
Well, we were at the Mall of Georgia. It was last Saturday. And we
We left the Mall of Georgia, went directly over to Nordstrom's on the rack. 3 minutes in the car. I get in the car. I mean, we go to get out of the car, and my husband looks at me, and he says, Preston, which is our two-year-old, is, he goes, he's not breathing. I look back. Preston's eyes are rolled back in his head, and I couldn't get him. I didn't feel like he was breathing. And we were both petrified, and my husband fell in 911, and all I could do was, you know, scream to Preston, you know, please, baby, just wake up. Please, just wake up, you know, talk to mommy. Well, about that time, a man out of nowhere comes up and says, you know, I'm certified in CPR. Uh-huh. He's with his wife or I don't know if it was his wife or not. And we got Preston out of the car. We laid him in the trunk to shade him. I poured water on him, and he kept on saying, ma'am, he's got a pulse. He's got a pulse. And, you know, he was just monitoring him. The lady kept her arm on my shoulder, and she was like, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. But he still was not conscious whatsoever. Paramedics got there. They rushed him to Gwinnett Medical. It was a fever-induced seizure. But these two people that helped us, I mean, they were literally angels because they came out of the nowhere and they volunteered to help. They walked up and said, you know, I'm certified, you know, CPR. And, you know, these people really helped us. And, you know, I owe a lot to them, more than just a thank you. I mean, they, like I said, they're angels.
So you said, okay, so your son, so Preston, right? That's your son's name?
Yes.
So Preston was in the back seat. He wasn't breathing. And you said his eyes were rolled back in his head. And then they came up. So let me understand. So you popped the trunk. You put Preston in the trunk. Now, did he perform CPR on Preston?
No, he said that he had a very faint, he was breathing very, just like barely breathing.
Okay, so he was breathing somewhat.
He was, but okay. Barely, yeah.
So this man could sort of assess the situation and know that he didn't need CPR. And
right.
That he did have a pulse and that sort of thing, kind of be the calm that y'all needed in that situation.
Right. We didn't know if he had a pulse or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were freaked out that he was doing that. And then when the paramedics got there, he was able to tell them all this information that I was like, I'm glad he did that. Because if he wasn't there, I wouldn't have been able to tell him anything.
Mm-hmm. So this guy, you're assuming, has some kind of medical training.
Yes. He definitely did.
All right. It was a man and a woman.
Yes.
And you don't have first names.
Nothing. Because as soon as they put him in the ambulance, I got in the ambulance with him, and my husband was following the ambulance to Gwinnett Medical.
So you're just hoping that somebody went home and told this amazing story to their family members or a friend, and somebody listening is like, "Oh my God, that happened. My coworker
came in with that very story."
Yeah. Or something, or whatever. My brother, my cousin, my whatever.
Yes, okay. Me and my family, we just want to, I mean, like I said, we owe them more than just a thank you. Because this day and time, nobody volunteers to come up and help anybody, which is sad, but it's true. And literally, out of the blue, that they were there as soon as it happened.
Can you give us a physical description of them?
He was, I would say he was maybe 25, 26 years old. He sandy blonde hair, very well tanned, and she was she had long hair, and I think it was dark, and that's all I know.
Yeah, it's so hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, we're looking for some. I think Jeff's scenario is probably the more accurate of the scenarios that will lead us, because when this kind of emergency is going on, I mean, you're not taking in the details.
Right.
You're just in a blur,
sure.
And everything is just kind of like, you're living in a vacuum. So to ask for specific details is tough also. But I wonder if there were security cameras in that parking lot that we might be able to pursue later on today.
And you said you were outside of Nordstrom's on the rack?
On the rack, mm-hmm.
At Mall of Georgia.
Right.
This was last Saturday. So I'm just trying to piecemeal this all together. So you're outside. The kids are in the car. You run into Nordstrom's?
No. We pulled up and we were getting out of the car is when we noticed that he wasn't breathing.
Husband called 911.
I got you.
So you pull up, and when your husband goes to get your kids out of the car, he's like, wait a minute, this one's not right.
Right. Exactly.
I got you. All right. TC has, maybe we're looking more now on things that we can do to get her to these people rather than the specific people themselves, because, like I said, I mean, she's in this emergency situation. She's not taking in the details of, she's not asking names or anything like that. She just knows these two angels are helping save her child.
Well, I just thought, I wonder if the paramedics asked for his information. You know,
because I've already asked them, and they didn't. I asked them at the hospital.
Okay.
Hey, TC, what's up?
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion, to check with the EMS guys, see if they got the information or a name, or even if they could remember anything, like what they were wearing or if they got in the car and drove away and something.
Yeah, that could be one lead. Mm-hmm. There's got to be security cameras set up in that parking lot.
Yeah, but the security camera just show what they look like.
I am surprised.
Well,
it might have.
This car wasn't parked next to their car, right? So we couldn't trace like a license plate or anything like that. You were pulled out in front of the department store, correct?
Well, actually, we were in the parking lot. Parked.
Yeah, I am surprised. I mean, not that the paramedics would get all the information in detail, but I know there's, you know, I'm surprised they didn't just have a, like, if he went up and took control and talked about the symptoms that Preston had and everything, you know, I guess I would assume somebody would ask, well, what is your background?
Yeah,
you know?
he just walked up
and said that he was certified CPR.
No, we're talking about the ambulance driver.
I'm talking about the emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So he might have just said, yeah, I've been a lifeguard for 10 years.
Yeah.
That,
something like that, you mean?
Yeah.
And they might not even be from here. I mean, because that was
that's one thing I was thinking of, and I was praying not. I'm hoping they're local and they listen to your show.
Because that was 4th of July weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Saturday after 4th of July, a lot of people in town may be visiting family and stuff. So
really, all we have at this point, and again, the phone number is 404-741-Q100, Mala, Georgia, last Saturday, in front of Nordstrom's rack.
On the rack.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the guy was between 25, 26 years old. We know he was really tanned. And that the woman that was with him had sandy blonde hair, right? Or did he have sandy blonde hair?
He had sandy blonde hair, and she had sandy blonde hair, too. Yes, my husband says yes.
Hey, Cliff, you're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on, Bert?
You tell us. You have any leads for us?
Well, you know, I'm a law enforcement officer myself. What I was going to recommend to her is to, if she can remember whether or not the police department showed up, that's a common practice that we have when something's taking place in a public gathering like that, that we'll come in and do an incident report. And if they did, they'd have gotten his information. And if not, they'd have gotten a tag and ran it to get the information just for the incident report.
Lisa, were there any police involved?
Yes. Gwinnett County was there.
Gwinnett County was there. Okay, that's a very big lead right there.
That's a great idea.
There's a great chance that they got his information for the incident report.
That's a great suggestion.
I just remembered this, and when she gets up, I can ask her, but I know Jessica actually knows the manager of Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, yeah.
And so
of course she does.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's a video camera, and he's a listener of the show, if he still works there, this is like a year ago, because I was there when he recognized her, and we were shopping there once and came up and introduced himself and they talked for a while. And if he still works there, he's a fan of the show. And when she gets up, I can ask her to call if there is a video camera, if they walked into that store, because I know where it is. And you don't park in front of Nordstrom, right? What's that?
I was just saying they didn't go into the store.
Oh, she knows they didn't go into the store?
They might have afterwards.
You mean the Lifesavers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Because it's like Nordstrom Rack's in like a strip mall
type
situation. So you park in front of Nordstrom Rack if you're going into Nordstrom. You park in front of Staples if you're going into Staples. So chances are they walked into the store afterwards. And if you could identify them, we could put the still photo up on our website.
We could find them that way. Cliff, let me ask you this. If Gwinnett County Police were there, would it be as simple as us calling them and finding somebody that could do the research for us? Is there somebody specific you call at a police department for something like this?
Well, the records division would have everything, but if you could, if you were just to call their communications center, they could tell you what officer responded, and then make contact with that officer and see if he couldn't help you out.
Okay, great. Thank you for that lead. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing.
Thanks, Cliff.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure there's somebody listening who's involved with the Gwinnett Police Department, who can look that up as soon as they get to work for us. And
could be Marie here. Hey, Marie.
Hey.
Good morning.
Well, I think I'm that person for you. Okay. I get to work at 8, but I should be able to call you shortly thereafter when I look at the incident report. A lot of times in medical emergencies, the paramedics that are attending to the patient don't have time to gather the information mm-hmm. because they're working with, in her case, her son. But the firefighters that were there to assist most likely got his information, and I can research some of that. And cool. as long as I'm still within, you know, the policy of the police department, I'll be more than happy to call you guys back and give you information.
That'd be great. Why don't I do this? Why don't I put you on hold, and we'll okay. call you like at, I don't know, 8:15 or so, and maybe okay. we can meet back then and see if we've got anything new.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hold on one sec. All right. So we'll get her information. That'd be awesome.
That's a great That's cool. lead right there.
That is great.
Here's a guy named Jeff with an idea. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Bert. Hey, I'm a paramedic in Atlanta, and a few years ago I stopped at a car wreck on Georgia 400, and it turns out that a few weeks later a friend of mine said, hey, did you see the letter in the AJC in the editorial? And I don't want to steal any thunder from the Bert Show, but that's a broader expanse of possibly finding out who these people were. This lady had written a letter and said, hey, I don't know who the paramedic was that stopped and helped me, but I want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. And they got back to me that way. And that might be a possible thing she could do is write a letter to the
letter to the editor.
That's
okay.
Cool. That is possible because only about 98% of the population in Atlanta listen
exactly.
to the Bert Show. And there
exactly.
are still 2% out there. All right, thank you, Jeff. That's a good idea.
Okay, thanks.
And the people who listen to the Bert Show are definitely not the ones reading the paper. So we could get the combination of the educated and the Bert Show listener, right?
Right.
By both, by covering the news.
We get yin and yang.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.